Parshas Re'eh, and Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hei. Between Shalishi and Revi, the Pasuk says, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, follow, go away after Hashem, Va'oisei Sirol, fear Hashem, Bez Mitzvaisov Teshmeiru, watch Hashem's mitzvahs, V'koil Es Hashmo, listen to His voice, Va'oisei Sa'avaydu, serve Hashem, U'voice Yud Bokun, and attach yourself, connect yourself to Hashem. But the first Kesiyah HaGadayla, the Chofetz Chaim met the Imri Emes, Gera Rebbe, and they started to talk. Chofetz Chaim is the Imri Emes. In this Pasuk, in Perek Yimel Pasuk Hei, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. The word Acharei usually means Mufal, far away. Yeah. We have in the beginning of the parasha, early in the parasha, we have Acharei Derech Mevoi Hashemesh. We have in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed, Havayhema Be'eva Hayardein Acharei Derech Mevoi Hashemesh. And in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed, on the word Acharei, Rashi says, Acha Havaras Hayardein, after they cross over the Yardein Harbe, far away. Says Rashi, V'zehu Loshen Acharei, Kol Mokoim Shnema Acharei Muflagu. Wherever the Torah uses the word Acharei means far away. The word Acher means nearby. Achar means nearby. Acha hadvar me'ego means right after. Acharei with a yud at the end means muflag, far away. So Chofetz Chaim is the Imri Emes. Why here in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hei was it say Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu? It should have said Achar Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. You should go after Hashem, being close to Hashem. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem seems to imply Acharei. You should be far away from Hashem, which is obviously not the meaning of the pasuk. Why does it say acharei, a lashon mufrag, far away, and then achar, a lashon of samuch? The Chofetz Chaim said, I'll tell you pshat. The pshat is, the pasuk is speaking to a person. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara comes to a person and tells a person, give up. It's over. You can't do tshuva anymore. You can't fix what you did. You're in a rut. There's no yeshua for you. You're finished. Acharei. When a person feels acharei Hashem Elokeichem, a person feels far away from Hashem. When a person feels that it's acharei, he's not next to Hashem. He feels he's so far away. And the Yetzer Hara comes and tells him, it's over. Give up. There's no yeshua for you. Fakert, says the pasuk, dafka at that point, when you feel far away, at that point, teilechu, v'oisei siro. Don't listen to the Yetzer Hara. It's a big mistake. The Yetzer Hara is only trying to fool you. Teilechu, fakert, no matter how far away a person feels from Hashem, teilechu, still go after Hashem, v'oisei siro, ves mitzvahs of tishmeru, and follow the mitzvahs, v'oisei sa'avaydu, and connect yourself to Hashem. Even when a person is in a matzav of acharei, of feeling far away, a person should never give up, never be miyayish, because even when he's acharei Hashem lekeichem, there's always a Yeshua. As long as the person wants to come back, and a person wants to bring himself closer to Hashem, no matter what position he's in right now, what situation he's in now, he can always bring himself closer to Hashem. A person makes the first move and he calls out to Hashem, Hashem will have rachmanis and save him. The Chofetz Chaim said this over to the Imri Emes. The Imri Emes said back to the Chofetz Chaim, and I'll tell you a teretz api chasidus. I'll tell you a little bit of a different mahalach in the pasuk api chasidus. Why does the pasuk say, acharei Hashem elokeichem? Because a person who thinks that he's close to Hashem, a person who thinks about himself, oh, I'm great, I'm close to Hashem, that person in reality is far away. The way to connect to Hashem is acharei. When a person feels that he has a long way to go, a person feels that he has a long way to go in Torah, in mitzvahs, and avodah, he feels acharei, he feels that he's far away from Hashem, through that, he'll eventually come to be able to be able to serve Hashem, and by feeling far away, that will in effect bring him closer. That will bring him closer when he realizes how much more avoida he has to do to serve Hashem. But a person who feels close, I'm close already, I don't have to do anymore. So the pasuk is telling us, what's the yisoy to avodas Hashem acharei? A person always has to feel he's far away and there's much more to accomplish. A person who feels like that, who voice it back on, will be zeichet to connect and be attached to Hashem. It says right by Revi, Perik Yudalud, Pasuk Aleph, Bonim Atem Hashem Lekeichem. The famous Chofetz Chaim, which we said over many times, one of the classics, but it's worthwhile to say over and over. Bonim atem Hashem alakechem. The pasuk says, Perik Yudal pasuk Aleph. Klal Yisrael, our children, our sons of Hashem. Lois is guidedu, v'lois asimul karcha beninechem lameis. Says Rashi, what's lois is guidedu? What does the pasuk mean by the words lois is guidedu? So two pshatim. Rashi means that the pshat of lois is guidedu is to make scratches in your flesh over a mace. The Gemara darshins lois is guidedu lois sasu agudais agudais. The Gemara rivomis, Gemara darshins don't make different groups, different bunches in one city, one town, and one shul. Everybody should follow the same minhagim, the same rules, and you shouldn't have different people following the halacha one way, different people following the halacha a different way. Loisasu agudais agudais. Don't make different groups to serve Hashem. And somebody once came to the Chofetz Chaim and he asked him, if the pasuk says, "Bon nematem Hashem alkeichem, lois is going to do." Why is it that Klal Yisrael has so many different groups? Why is it we have Chassidim, and you have Misnagdim, and you have, even among the Chassidim, those who put the emphasis on Tefillah, those who put the emphasis on Simcha, on singing, on dancing, Misnagdim, those who daven, those who put emphasis on Limud Torah, you have every different group you can imagine. Why is it like that? Wouldn't it be a lot better if all of Klal Yisrael were the same, and we all served Hashem the same way? Why is it there are so many different groups and so many different ways of avodas Hashem? And the Chofetz Chaim gave his classic answer, and he said, instead of asking me this question, why don't you go to the Russian Tsar and ask the Tsar why in his army he has so many different types of soldiers? Why are they the foot soldiers, the cavalry? You have the ones on the foot, then you have the ones on the horses, you have the ones in the water, you have the navy, I guess there's a limited air force. You have the ones that are in the air, the planes. Why are there so many different soldiers fighting the battle? Why don't you fight a war with one type of soldier? Everybody on foot, everybody on horses. You have those who use the bows and the arrows. You have those that shoot. You have so many different soldiers, different units in the army. Instead of asking me about Klal Yisrael, go ask the Russian Tsar why there are so many different groups, so many different units in the army. And the answer is obvious. When there's a war going on against the enemy, you have to use whatever tactics you have to fight against the enemy. You have to use whatever plans you can to overcome the enemy. Each unit in the army can do what the other unit can't. The foot soldiers could get closer. The ones on horses could travel faster. The ones in the air could fight from the air. The ones in the water could travel in the ocean and come up from the water. Each unit in the army could do what the other one can't do. If you're missing one of them, you won't be able to win over the enemy. The army that functions together and all the units work together are able to overcome the enemy. When there's a mukhama, there's a fight going on, a battle going on, you have to use whatever tactics you have to overcome the enemy. And you need different tactics. Having only one type of soldier, one unit, is not going to work. Said the Chofetz Chaim, the same is true when it comes to Klal Yisrael. We're fighting a mukhama against the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, the Satan, is trying to stop us from doing mitzvahs, trying to stop us from being loyal to Hashem. We're an army. We're Hashem's army. And in Hashem's army, there are all kinds of soldiers. There are those soldiers that put the emphasis on learning Torah. There are those soldiers who serve Hashem with their tefillos, with their tehillim. There are those who serve Hashem with their singing, with their dancing, with their simcha. There are so many different groups. As long as they're all Hashem Shemayim, it's all one army serving, Hashem. And just like in a mukhama, you can't fight a battle with only one type of soldier, so too we can't fight the mukhama against the Yetzer Hara. We can't fight for Hashem with only one type of soldier. There are so many different groups in Klal Yisrael because we're all necessary to come together and to fight against the Yetzer Hara, each one using their kayach and their abilities that they have. So somebody wants to ask the Chofetz Chaim, and which group should I belong to? Should I be Chassidim, Misnagdim, this way, that way, which group should I belong to? Which one should I be? Chofetz Chaim says, "Racha me'aves m'shana." When a person comes up to Shemayim after 120 years, they're not going to ask you which group you belong to. They're going to take it a Shulchan Aruch, they're going to say, "Kiyamto ma shekasabo." Will you mekayim what it says in the Shulchan Aruch? Will you mekayim what it says in the Torah? Join whatever group you feel is right for you. As long as you feel that by joining that group, after 120 years, when they ask you, Kiyamta Masha Kosovo, or you Mekayim, when it says in the Torah, you can answer yes. If you feel you can answer yes to that question, all of them are Hashem Shemayim, and whatever works for your neshama, for you, go and join. The ikkah is that a person has to find zavayda, a way to serve Hashem, and the avayda should be l'shem shemayim, and there are so many different groups, because when it comes to fighting the mecham against the Yetzirah, we need an army that consists of all different units to fight the Yetzirah on all fronts, and again, all of them are l'shem shemayim. Later on, Pasuk Yudalad, Pasuk Chafbeis, everybody's famous Pasuk, Aser to Aser. Aser to Aser, Pasuk is speaking about the mitzvah of separating Meiser. Aser to Aser is called, right by Chamishi, Aser to Aser is called Tvuah Zarecha, Hayotze Hasada Shana Shana. Take off Meiser from your Tvuah, Mokroz every year in the field. And everyone knows the Gemara Darshins, Aser Beshvil Shittes Asher. Take off Meiser, and a person who separates Meiser is Zeiche to Hashirus, is Zeiche to wealth. We all know that sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't see it. There are people that are big Balei Tzedakah, and they're Zeiche to Hashirus. And there are people that are Balei Tzedakah, and they're not Zeiche to Hashirus. What happened to the Bracha? Asa to Asa? Asa Meshvil Shittes Asher? So there are many different ideas that the Mefarshim discuss. Rebbeinu Bechai, famous Rebbeinu Bechai, brings down from the Ravid that the Drosha is not the way we read it. We generally read the Drosha Aser b'shvil shetes asher. We turn a sin into a shin. Take off Maisa to be zeicha to wealth, to Hashiras. Rebbeinu Bechai brings from the Ravid Aser b'shvil shetes aser. Not shetes asher, but Aser b'shvil shetes aser. Take off Maisa, you should be zeicha to do the mitzvah again. If you give Maisa this year, Hashem gives you a bracha, you'll be zaycheh to take off Meiser again. And again, and again, and again. A bracha for Arichas Yomim, you'll be zaycheh to take off Meiser again, and again, and again, and again, year in, year out. A bracha for Arichas Yomim. But not necessarily a bracha for Hashivas. If you read the word, Shittes Aser, it's a bracha, you'll be zaycheh to do the mitzvah of Meiser over and over and over again for many years. The Haflah says very, very insightful words. Says the Haflah, don't think for a second that Asa b'shvil shetes asher means wealth. It doesn't mean that he's going to have a lot of nechassim. It doesn't mean he's going to have much money, much property. Chazal tell us, mar b'nechassim, mar b'daiga. The more nechassim a person has, the more worries he has. Okay. The more nechassim a person has, the more worries he has. Okay, we see it. People that have more worry a lot more than people that have less. Says the Haflah, when it says Asher, Aser b'shvil shetes Asher, it doesn't mean wealth. It means the true wealth. And what's the true wealth? A zehu asher asameich b'chelkoi. Who is an asher? Who is a wealthy person? One who's happy with his chelk. He's happy with what he has. That's the bracha. The bracha is that this person will be satisfied with what he has. And he won't keep on running after more and more and more. Here's on the Haflah, Chazal tell us, the Gemara Makis, Ayev Kesef, Lo Yisba Kesef. One who loves money is never satisfied. Yesh Lei Mona, writes a Masayim. Masayim, writes Arba Meir. A person has 100, he wants 200. He has 200, he wants 400. A person is never satisfied with what he has. That can't be what the Pasuk means, B'shvil, Shidas Asher, to be rich, and he'll never be satisfied. The more we give him, the more he wants. Says the Haflah, it doesn't mean Ashivas. It means Alisamech Bechelkai, and that's the true wealth. A person who's satisfied with what he has isn't always running after more. He's happy, he's satisfied, and he's able to spend time doing what should be done and serving Hashem, learning, davening, and so on, instead of running after the material wealth of this world. Somebody once asked the stipler, where's your Ashiris? Stipler gave Stalker. He asked the stipler, where's your Ashiris? Oh, so the stipler said to him, my Sfarma, my Ashiris. My svarim and my ashiras. Ashiras doesn't mean wealth, like the world thinks. Ashiras means what makes the person, what means the most to the person, what satisfies the person. So as a staple, my svarim, the fact I'm able to write svarim and publish my svarim, that's my ashiras. That's the ashiras that I was like to. The ashiras is what makes that person happy, what means the most to him. There was...
I heard he said that of chayim is my ashiras.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, very good.
In Brisk, there was an usher who lost his wealth. He lost his wealth. And he came to B'chaim Brisk and they asked him, why did this usher lose his wealth? He gave tzedakah. Why was his wealth taken away? Why did he lose the money that he had? And B'chaim answered, Goyis. And he said, a marshal to a father who gives his son a knife to cut something. The son wants to cut something, the father gives his son a knife to cut the food. As long as the father is watching the son and he sees that he uses the knife responsibly, the father lets the child hold the knife. But as soon as he sees that a child is using the knife recklessly, is not careful how he uses it, and it's becoming dangerous, the father takes away the knife from the son. So it's a b'chaim, that's exactly the Ashir. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives people Ashiras. But Hashem is watching. How does the person use the Ashiras? If Hashem sees the person uses the Ashiras properly, then he's zaycha to keep it. But if Hashem sees that he uses the Ashiras recklessly, he doesn't use it properly, he doesn't use it the way he should use it, and Hashem takes it back. It's like giving a knife to a small child. As long as you're watching the child and you see he uses it properly, you let the child have the knife or the scissors. But when you see the child is getting a little bit reckless, it's danger, then you take it back. When Hashem sees that Shiva is not good for a person, Hashem can take it back. So the Brisker Rav's son asked him, but what about Yenin? This person is a Yerushamayim, a Choshev Yid, and he also lost his money. What can you say about him? He used his money properly and still he lost his money. And Rabbi Chaim gave another guy in this answer. And he said, just like when you go to school, when a person goes to school, you go through one class, another class. Each year, the material is different. A person takes one test. He passed the test. He doesn't take the same test over again. He takes another test afterwards. As a person grows, he learns more. He has different tests as he grows. He said, Rabbi Chaim, the same is true throughout life. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person this yoinus. A person has tests and challenges as he goes through life. A person passes a test. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you passed, you got a matzliach, 100, it's time to give you the next test. Let's grow further. You're promoted to the next grade with a different kind of test. So Reb Chaim, that Asher, he passed the test of Ashirus. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a test of Ashirus. He passed it with flying colors. He got 100. Now that he graduated, Kodesh Baruch Hu moved him up one level to the next test. A different level. For that test, Ashirus doesn't play a role. For that test is without Ashirus. He moved up. Fakert. You cook it everything two ways. Totally different way of looking at life. A person has something, was in a certain situation, and it changes. A person feels, what did I do wrong? What happened? It's not always like that. Sometimes it's an Isayan. Sometimes fakert. A person graduated. He passed the test. He's moving up. The test changes. The same test you have in first grade is not the same test you have in high school. The tests change. As life goes on, there are certain tests and challenges that comes a person's way. A malach stays the same. People grow. In order to grow, situations change, tests change, challenges change as we go through the years. And a test change. Sometimes things happen, lav dafka zan oynish, but it's to help us grow and become closer to Hashem. It all depends how a person looks at it. The pasuk says a little bit further, perik yud beis, perik yud dalad, kiyerch, I'm sorry, perik tezvov chav dalad. The pasuk speaks about ma'aseh shein. Perek tezvov chaf dalad. V'chiyir b'mimcha haderech. When a person separates ma'aseh shein, what's the halacha? He's supposed to bring the food, the ma'aseh shein itself, up to Yerushalayim. But if it's too heavy to carry, there's a long trip, a long journey to Yerushalayim. Ki lo suchal se'esai, and he can't carry the ma'aseh itself to Yerushalayim. Why? Ki yirchak m'mcha hamakoyim, because the place Yerushalayim is far away. Ashi yivcha shemotecha bos m'shemosham. So what does a person do when the ma'aser is too heavy, too much to carry? He redeems it with money. He brings the money to Yerushalayim and he buys behemoths and food in Yerushalayim and eats the food in Yerushalayim. So Poshe Pshat, the Pasuk means, the person can't carry the ma'aser sheni. Why? Because it's too far away, he's allowed to redeem it. Dubno Magid said over a marshal in these words, I'm not mistaken, the Kotzka said over that there were three Mashalim from the Dumno Magid that were said Beruach HaKadosh. I think this is one of the Mashalim that was said Beruach HaKadosh. One of the three. Ki lo suchal se'esoi, ki yerchak m'mcha ha'makoyim. The Magid did a little bit of a play on words in this Pasuk, and he said the following. Imagine a Seicher who has diamonds. Famous Mashal, we said it over. A Seicher has diamonds, and he comes on the coach, and he's waiting for them to deliver his package of diamonds. And he's standing by the window, looking out, waiting for the porter to arrive, carrying his valise, containing his diamonds and his jewels. He's looking out the window, and he sees the porter coming, carrying his valise, but he sees the porter schwitzing and being weighed down by the heavy valise that he's carrying. As soon as he sees the porter coming with the valise and it's all heavy, the Seicha screams at him and says, "Oi, they stole all my jewels, all my diamonds are gone." He said to him, "What do you mean? He's carrying your valise." He says, "It might be my valise, but I can tell by the way he's carrying it that there's not diamonds inside. There are no diamonds inside. The way he's schwitzing and red in the face and being weighed down, it's filled with rocks. They took out my diamonds and they put rocks instead. If it would be diamonds, he wouldn't have schwitzed and he wouldn't have had such a hard time carrying it." Says the Dumel Magid, "Ki lo suchal se'esoi." The person feels that he can't carry the mitzvahs. Sometimes a person feels the mitzvahs are too hard. I can't do it. I need a break. The mitzvahs are hard. Learning is hard. Ki lo suchal se'esoi. He can't carry the mitzvahs. It's an oil. It's a burden. It's a simin. Ki yirchak memecha hamaklim. It's a simon that Hamakom, that Hashem, is far away from you. A person who feels that the mitzvahs are an oil, the mitzvahs are heavy to do, are difficult to do, and it's a burden to him, it's like suchal se'esoi, he can't carry it, it's a simon that he's far away from Hashem. A person who's close to Hashem, a person understands the greatness of mitzvahs, the purpose of mitzvahs, to bring him closer to Hashem, and teach him how to behave in this world in order to earn his olam haba. But a person who's kiloi suchal se'isa, he can't carry it, it's a simon ki yerchak memcha hamokim. That hamokim, Hashem, is far away. But faket, a person who's mesameich in mitzvahs, he's happy to do mitzvahs, and he has that attitude of running with simcha to do mitzvahs, that's a person who's close to Hashem. That's one of the reasons that we do mitzvahs besimcha. Mitzvahs besimcha. Why don't we make a sin we finish a mesechta? We didn't learn the mesechta to eat. If you ask anybody here, why are we going to Masechta? I don't think anyone's going to answer because we want to make a party at the end. We're going to answer because mitzvah to learn Torah. And mitzvah to learn.
She's a nice guy.
No one's going to answer. They learned the Masechta because they want a party at the end. Nobody. Everybody will say, we came to learn. It's a mitzvah to learn Torah. We want to learn Torah.
Okay.
We have an opportunity to learn after a day out in the world to learn Hashem's Torah. We come together. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. So why do we make a simcha at the end? We make a simcha to show our attitude, our feelings. How do we feel about our limud haTorah? How do we feel about coming together to learn? Mesameach. We appreciate it that we have the chance to come together to learn. Mesameach, we make a sim. And fakat, the sim gives us koyach to go on. A person in Mesameach, he's happy. A person wants to keep on being happy. I was happy after one Mesechta. We're going to learn now another Mesechta. And so on and so on. One simcha leads to another. Mitzvah gerets mitzvah. One simcha leads into another. A person who feels the simcha from a mitzvah, fakat, is close to Hashem. Kilei sucha se'eso is yirchak, he's far away. But a person who feels the simcha is close to Hashem. Okay. Every year, Pashas Re'eh, Shabbos Mevarchim, Chodesh Elul. I know it's still the summertime. The summer is not officially over yet. But it's Re'eh, Shabbos Mevarchim, Chodesh Elul. And next week is Chodesh Elul. It's Rosh Chodesh. We come with Rosh Chodesh Elul, we start Tekiyah Shofar, with Dabar Shemayri, the Sfadim start Slichus. There's a little seriousness coming into the air after the summer's over. A new year's beginning, and it's a little bit serious. Okay. Chodesh Elul, we have to wake up a little bit. Comes Chodesh Elul. People don't like to hear it. It's too early in the season to hear it, but we have to wake up a little bit. Duno Magid, just one more marshal from the Duno Magid, that Chodesh Elul. There was a very wealthy man in Asher, and one day an Oni knocks on his door, and the Oni, the butler answers the door, and the Oni says, "Please, I must speak to the owner of the house. I must speak to this wealthy man. I have dire circumstances. I need his help. I must talk to him." And the butler says, "I'm sorry. He's not available right now. You know what? Come back in the afternoon. You come back in the afternoon. He should be home. He should be available. And maybe you'll be able to meet with him." The Ani comes back in the afternoon. And the butler says, "I'm sorry. He's not seeing anybody right now." And the Ani says, But I have dire circumstances. I have a terrible situation. I must see him right away. Please, please see what you can do for me." And the butler says, "Okay, if you want, you can wait. I'll see what I can do for you." And the rich man, after a while, notices that there's a poor man waiting to see him, and he sees the poor man is waiting nicely like a mensch. He decides to go down and see what he wants. And the Ani says to him, "I have a situation. I need a certain amount of money for this cause." He says to the Asher, "I came all prepared. Here's a shtar that I wrote up. If you lend me the money, here's a shtar that I wrote up, that I owe you all the money. I have two people co-sign the loan who are willing to guarantee that I'll pay back. And here's the shtar. All we have to do is just lend the money. I'll give you the shtar and I'll pay you back. The Ashir is very impressed. The Ani came like a mensch. He came prepared with a shtar. He had two co-signers guaranteeing the loan. The Ashir says, you know what? Today's your lucky day. I'll lend you the money. I'll help you out. And they sign all this. They sign the documents. They call in to weigh them. They sign the shtar. Gives them the money. And the Ani walks out a happy man. The Ani meets his friend. And he sees the Ani's in a good mood. He says, why are you smiling today? He says, oh, I just got a loan from so-and-so to Ashir. Oh. That night, the Ashir goes to shul. Daven Milcha Ma'ariv. He's in shul. The Ani's friend bumps into the Ashir and says, oh, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. I need a loan. Can you give me a loan? Can you lend me some money? The Ashir says, I don't know who you are. I'm not giving you any money. Sorry, no loan for you. The Ani says, what do you mean? My friend you gave. My friend came to your house today and you lent him money. How come him you gave a loan and me you refuse a loan? And the Ashir says, because your friend came prepared and you just happened to bump into me. Your friend came more prepared. He came with a shtar. He had two co-signers. He waited. He was ready. He came prepared for the loan. And you just bumped into me and expect to get a loan just like that? It doesn't work that way. So it's a little magid. The moshe doesn't need much explanation. That's us. Comes Rosh Hashanah time. We daven. Hashem says, where's your shtar? Did you prepare? Are you prepared a little bit? Where's your shtar? You have anybody willing to testify? You did shuvah a little bit. Did you change your ways? Are you prepared? Or are you just bumping into me? Happens to be it's Rosh Hashanah, I'll go to shul, it's Rosh Hashanah, I'll bump in, I'll say, Shana Taiva, I'll bump into the new year. Are you bumping into the new year? Or did you prepare a little beforehand? Worlds apart. A person who prepares beforehand, he shows he's serious about it, he shows that he's changing his ways, he's improving his ways, he finds favor in the eyes of Hashem, he can be zeicha to receive what he needs. But a person who just takes Rosh Hashanah as being coincidental, it comes along the way. He bumps into Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't prepare beforehand. He's at the Ani, meaning the Ashir. He's not going to get the loan. Okay? It's always good to hear this marshal early in the year. He said this marshal over close to Rosh Hashanah. Why didn't you tell me before? I could have worked on myself. Okay. So I have a whole chaydish to work a little bit. Avada, we're not in high madrigas. In the times of Yisrael Salanta, in the earlier Dairis, when they heard Chodesh Elul, they tittered already, they trembled already. When the bedfish Chodesh Elul, they used to say the fish in the water start to tremble already. We're not in that madriga that we tremble when we hear Chodesh Elul. Halavai we should, but we're not in that madriga. But at least a little bit, at least let's wake up and think about Rosh Hashanah, what it means, find how we could improve ourselves, what we could do a little bit better, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us that we should. Kosh Baruch Hu should open our eyes and show us how to do tshuva, how to come close to Hashem. We should talk about Zaycha, to have a ksivich, ksivich, taiva, good kibbutz shiur, and we should talk about Yeshua, Sven Chomus, every individual, Kosh Baruch Hu as a whole, and together with we should see Mashiach, Sakeim, Herb, Yemen, Amen. Amen.